You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. It's episode 36. Today, we're talking about this. You don't have to like me because I like me, aka radical self-acceptance. I'm super pumped up about this one. This one's everything, people. Are you going to chime in? What are you doing?
Yeah. Every time we talk about these things, I feel like I'm going to say, well, society taught us this, and we're unlearning that. But I feel like this is another thing that falls in that category, that something that we have to unlearn. Like, it's another thing that we feel like, I feel like, that we have to earn. Like, we have to earn acceptance. We have to show people we're important. And that's just not true.
Not true at all. Here's something interesting, though. I've talked about this with my sister, who's way into this stuff too, and she just laughs because this is an area that I don't struggle with. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that I do, and she laughs at me, and then I laugh at her, and we laugh at each other, because that's what sisters do. But essentially, I have just been gifted with this "I don't really care what you think about me" attitude. Even in the awkward teen years, I remember maybe for a millisecond feeling that weird self-conscious, what are other people thinking about me? And then even almost in the same thought being like, but why would I even care? And I know that it takes some people a lifetime to overcome that. And I remember just feeling it in the moment of the awkward teen years and deciding, I just don't care. I don't care. I don't care what you think about me. And it's the most beautiful, freeing experience. Now, that's not to say I don't struggle with other various things, but the whole reason I brought up my sister is because she said, well, that's not what you're here in this lifetime to learn. Whereas that's something I'm still working on, or that's something that other people are still working on. That's not what your soul's evolution is here to do. You already mastered that one, be it before you came, in another life, however you want to think about it. But that's not one of the main things that you're here.
Yeah, I think I would add, you know, a lot of people say I don't care what people think, but that's usually a coping mechanism.
Right.
They're trying to convince themselves that they don't care, but I really don't think you care what people think.
Isn't that amazing?
I can contest it. Is that the right word?
I think so.
That you don't care.
Right.
You might not even give an F.
Like, I care about other people, and I care about helping the world and giving back and doing the right thing. But when it comes to this idea of what are they going to think about me, I just don't care. Because I know, and I think it comes from having been in some really, I mean, this is even later in my life, so it doesn't really explain why I didn't care when I was a teen. But flashback just a few years even, I had some really bad panic attacks, and I had some other anxieties that were just so heavy. And I know that my own mental health and well-being is the prize. And so for someone else to care about what I think it's, or what I'm doing, or what, I just don't understand it, because to experience an inner peace that comes from me is the greatest gift, and nobody else can take it from me. Nobody else can give it to me. And so just this deeper old soul type knowing that you don't have anything that I need, really. It all comes from me. It really is a super...
And it's a very enlightened approach. I mean, that's pretty...
Ballsy? Over-easy?
Over-easy.
Over-easy.
That is pretty cheesy.
He asked me earlier if I found that offensive.
So I heard someone today
this
say...
This is, wait, let's just let everybody know. This is some PG-13 / borderline. I don't think it's R, but...
I heard someone say today that you got to have the balls to do this. And then he paused and he said, or ovaries.
Right. And then he asked me if I was offended by such a statement. And I said, no, I've used...
A pretty good, like, transition. Like
tit for tat.
Yeah.
Maybe. Someone is going to be like, no, no, that's not right. But anyway, as my grandmother would say, that's neither here nor there.
Right. But what I was saying was that that is pretty amazing that you were able to have that feeling or that knowledge at a young age. But I think you always had it. Everyone had that knowledge. I think we chose to forget it at some point. And the fact that you didn't forget it, or that you remembered it at an early age, is pretty Interesting.
Yeah, and I think that it's lent itself to a lot of the things that I've went after and a lot of the entrepreneurial endeavors. It's so true that if you announce that you're starting a business versus that you got a new job, people don't know how to react when you say that you've started a new business, just because the majority of the population has a job. And so when you say, well, I'm starting a business, everyone's kind of like, well, that's kind of awkward. And what do we do? I think you have to have this self-confidence and a little heaping of courage to put yourself out there and do that. And I've known since our kids were not even born that I wanted to start and grow a business. I always love to say that Lifted has been an overnight success that only took me 10 years of entrepreneurial failure. Now, I use the word failure loosely because there's so many things that I learned. You may or may not know that my first entrepreneurial endeavor was selling jewelry. Have I mentioned that on the podcast?
I feel like maybe, but I don't.
So I sold my stuff on Etsy. I was one of the, I mean, this was back when Etsy was new. I ended up selling over 1,000 items on Etsy, and I sold stuff in different shops around Kansas City. 7 different shops at one time was my highest number. And it was a really cool business, but I learned a lot from it, such as I was working too hard. It wasn't very scalable the way I had it set up. There were other things I learned, but basically each business endeavor taught me new things and more things that I used for the Lifted brand and business.
But what I'm hearing you say is the experience was the real value.
Heck yes.
That you wouldn't trade that. And quite honestly, I don't think we could have handled Lifted back then.
Right. Instead, they're stepping stones.
Yeah.
And I learned that was a product-based business, but I was making it. And of course, to clarify, with our Lifted probiotics and products, we are not making anything. We are the ideas behind the formula. We are the researchers in conjunction with the scientists at the manufacturer that we use. We are the visionary, the marketing ideas and such. But of course, the actual making of our products is done at an FDA-approved facility that is Good Manufacturing Practices certified. La, 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 la. We got...
It's funny because I was... As you were saying all that stuff and I wasn't listening, I was thinking that, you know, I made the statement that we couldn't have handled Lifted then, but I know for a fact I couldn't have handled Lifted then because I definitely cared what people thought. Mm-hmm. And there's no way I would have said to someone, well, we own a probiotic business. I would have to whisper like that. And like, what's my wife's? It's not really mine.
Well, even 2 years ago, you did introduce it as your wife's. Yeah. But the cool thing about this business was that I came to you and I said, I got a really big idea. For the past 8 years, I've been doing this on my own. I kind of like it, but I think that if I really slow down and think about this, doing this with you would make all the difference because you bring a really unique set of skills that I don't have. And just to clarify what some of those are, for instance, I'm a very good starter, but you're a really strong finisher. And I'm really good at big picture thinking, and you're much better at the detail. Mm-hmm. And I'm the visionary, and you're the implementer, and all of those things. So I knew that you brought a unique set of skills to it. And kind of coming to you saying, hey, can we do this together? And of course, in the beginning, it was, yeah, it's my wife's business that, you know, I'm doing some stuff with. And now more than ever, you're stepping in and saying, well, this is ours. Ooh, something else I like to share is that in the beginning, anytime I wrote anything about you in a social media post, I was like sending it to you. I need you to give this the okay, because you were very private and you did care more about what people thought. And I didn't as much. And it wasn't always just that, but I wanted to be considerate of what I shared. I always say I'm an open book. You're more of the closed book. And so I would send it to you. And slowly the past several months or so, I've noticed like every once in a while, I'll still say, hey, you okay with this? But you're getting more and more comfortable with it.
So to be totally clear, I'm not at Sylvia level. I'm not.
I don't care what you think. I don't care what you think. And I don't care what you think. Because I love myself.
But I do see myself caring less. And that is something I do work on. And
but you care less what other people think because you're learning to care more about what you think.
Well, yeah, because I think I truly believe that's all that really matters is how I feel personally and how I think. What other people think and do has no influence on me.
It does if you don't know who you are and what right. you think about yourself. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
When you have a really clear knowing, this is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is what I believe in. This is what feels right. This is aligned for me. This is what lights me up. But most people don't have that knowing. They aren't connected with who they really are. And so they let all the people around them tell them, oh, I might be this. This is the right way. This is what I should do. And they have so much influence in a bad way. And I think that this true, I love myself and I don't need you to love me, but it's kind of cool if you do, but really I care about how I feel. It's all an inside game. It comes from knowing yourself and spending time and reflection and commitment to figuring out who am I and how can I practice radical self-love and acceptance towards myself.
Yeah, and I also believe that you can't help someone if you can't help yourself. So you mentioned earlier that you like, you know, to heal the world and take care of people outside of us. That's good and great as long as you take care of number one first. If you show up broken, you can only help broken people.
Mm-hmm. Right. One of my favorite books on creativity is Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And I own her book. I've reread it 3 to 4 times. But I just recently picked up the audio copy and I've been listening to it in my car.
Did she read it?
She does read it, and I love it. Yeah.
Is it her voice?
Yes, it is. And she said something about people who say they want to write a book to help people. And she's like, oh, God, please don't write a book to help people. Write a book that might help you, and in turn, it might help others.
Write a book that shares your experiences.
Right. Yeah. Well, but what I love is she said something along the lines of, you can tell the people who are living their life to help others by the haunted look on the faces of the others. I don't know if I quoted that exactly right, but it's so funny that people who continually care too much about others aren't allowing others to have their own experience. So that quote that she said in the book really nailed that home. And what you're saying is basically that, to take care of yourself, fill your own cup, can't pour from an empty cup. And I think it's important to kind of differentiate here. Me saying I don't care what other people think about me, that doesn't mean I don't care about other people.
Yeah.
You know I care deeply about others.
I'd see them as separate, but I could see how someone mix that up.
Very easily can mix that up. And, well, but I want to be considerate. Of course you're going to be considerate. Mm-hmm. You're going to be considerate to yourself and your own feelings and the way you want to feel and the way you want to experience life. And one of my mentors, Brooke Castillo, I went through her coach training program. She talked about how people pleasers are liars. And what she means by that essentially is that the more you are doing things just because someone else wants you to, the more you're lying to yourself. And then you really get full of resentment and out of alignment and your whole world gets wacky. So it's good to be considerate of others. But what we're talking about, I think, with this big picture is learning to care less and less what other people think about you, because what they think about you, you can't change it anyway. You can't shape it. You can bend over backwards trying to create some sort of experience, and sometimes it might work, but most of the time they're going to see it from their own worldview, have their own issues going on.
Yeah, it's always from their point of view, even though that... your experience is your point of view, but it's always their energy. It's always what they're bringing to the conversation.
Table.
I didn't want to say table. It didn't feel right.
Well,
you know what? It's funny. I recently messaged one of my mentors and just kind of shared some appreciation with him. And his message back to me was, thanks, but you know that's you, right? Like, I was saying a bunch of nice things. You know, I really appreciate your work and what you've done for me. And I've really opened up to a lot of things. And he's like, well, I appreciate you saying that, but you realize that's you, right? You're seeing your own energy reflecting off me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you're right.
And how about giving yourself credit for that?
Mm.
I think a lot of times this whole, like, I don't care what other people think is this, oh yeah, it sounds so big and so cool, but who do you care about what they think? So like, it's your own idea of yourself is the most important idea to decide upon. And so deciding that you love and accept and validate yourself, you approve of yourself, you choose to see the good in yourself, you forgive yourself.
You give yourself a break.
You give yourself a break.
About, like, think about some of the stuff you say to yourself and like actually write it down and then say, would you say that to anyone?
Right.
Like a lot of people beat themselves, or I beat myself up. You know, I say things like, you messed this up. You should have done this. But if you actually write that down and then try to say that to another human being, you would never say it to them.
Right.
So give yourself a break.
Right. No, it's so true. And I think you're not outwardly critical of yourself, but a lot of the things that we trace back whenever I can get you to open up more, because like I said, you are that closed book that I have to generally use a crowbar just pry it open. To get down to it, it's you being hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's, this goes back to this radical self-love and acceptance and compassion. Like, if you're going to stop caring what other people think, you've got to take it easier on yourself. You've got to be gentler with yourself. And so much good can come of that. You can create so many more amazing experiences for yourself, or create so many other projects or relationships or energy just simply by being kinder to yourself. I think that's the real invitation with this episode, is not just to give up caring what other people think, but to start caring more about how you treat yourself, because your opinion of you is the most important opinion of all.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. So I didn't have a review pulled up, but I need to find one really quick. I think I have a pretty good one, actually. Fruitcake left a review. I love that name. It's really what they called themselves.
It's awesome.
For our mood-boosting probiotic, their title is Anxiety is Gone. I don't know how the science works, but what I do know is that this probiotic has changed my life in a week. I have been on meds for anxiety for years and just recently quit to see if I could level out on my own after reducing my dose for months with my doc. I carry my anxiety in my belly, so when another reviewer mentioned that this helped with exactly that, I bought it. I literally felt better the same day. But to give the novelty a chance to fade, I kept taking it. A week later, I've taken it morning and night and I've had almost zero anxiety. Plus, as a Crohn's patient, I've been looking for a probiotic that would help me regulate my gut, but not for $100 per month. This is it. This is a keeper. So, thank you, Fruitcake.
Thank you for your name. And thank you,
thank you for everything. Thank you for the giggle. Thank you for talking to your doctor about reducing your dosage of medicine. We always lovingly encourage that. Another thing I lovingly encourage is to go perhaps even slower than your doctor might recommend. It's not shameful to continue taking your medicine and add it to our probiotic. It's not shameful to take all the time in the world that you need to wean yourself off the medication if that's something you feel like you need to do. So follow your own gut as far as that goes. Okie doke. We didn't tell everybody, but let's just let them know. It is Sunday night, pretty late. We don't usually record at night, but I think it's flowing pretty good.
Yeah.
People might be like, do more night episodes.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Yeah, let us know.
I kind of liked the night episode.
I know.
But I had a question.
Yes.
Tim,
caller one, line one, how can I help you?
So I'm thinking someone that's new to this, and they hear you say, like, yeah, I know, I shouldn't care what people think. How would you maybe give them some tips to work their way into this? Because I don't think you wake up the next day and just, like, I don't give an F.
Right. No, you bring awareness to, oh, look at me, I'm caring what other people think. Mm. And you say, how can I flip this and care more about what I think? How can I show myself compassion and kindness in this moment?
Maybe take it easy as well. I mean, you're not going to go from 0 to 100. So
right.
Every day, so like you said, be aware.
Awareness. Like that. Yeah. Oh, look, here I am caring what other people think. When I do something new, I have a fear of a rejection. Like, to bring awareness to anytime you start to care what other people think. But I always think that anytime we care what other people think, it's because we're not loving ourselves enough in that moment.
Yeah.
So love yourself through it. Love harder, love more radically, more unconditionally, just to provide that to yourself. And when you do that and you love yourself from that place of you're good enough, you are worthy, you are so loved and complete and whole, then suddenly, do you see how that vanishes? What other people do think? How can they add anything to what I already have if I'm whole and complete?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I got goosies on the right leg with that one. Love it. Good, thank you. Good question, Tim. Next caller. Oh, we don't have any more callers. Scratch that. But we do have a fun little nugget at the end of us testing our mics. We're going to leave it, right?
Yeah, it's funny because we do it before every show just to make sure the mics are working. But this one was a little extra funny.
A little extra.
So we'll leave it for people to
enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to the Lifted Life podcast. If you haven't already, leave us a rating and review. We're going to start really hounding you guys for that because it's going to help other people find us. And you know you want them to find us because it's good stuff. Take care, everyone. Mic check, mic check.
The record is required for the
mic check.
I'm sure that commercial's still around somewhere.
Sonic.
I know, but that's an old one, isn't it?
Yeah. Dude, dude, chuck one dude.